This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Tensions between Russia and the West are on the rise again. The Kremlin announced today it has suspended its participation in an arms control treaty with NATO. Russia says it won't allow NATO inspectors on its military sites and will no longer limit the number of its conventional weapons. Joining us now from Moscow to talk about this decision is Alexander Goltz. He's a military analyst and deputy editor for the online publication EJ.ru. Mr. Goltz, thank you for being with us.
Hello.
And what do you make of President Putin's decision?
I think it have nothing to do with military security, because it's obvious that the problems of adaptation of CFA treaty...
This is the Conventional Forces Treaty.
Yeah, it's very important, but nevertheless, there is no real military threat in Europe.
Mm. How much of this is due to the disagreements between Russia and the West on the missile defense shield in Eastern Europe?
Putin insists that interceptors that will be deployed in Poland really threatens Russian nuclear forces. All this argument is very far from reality. What Mr. Putin doing is trying to exaggerate these military problems in order to speak on topics he don't want.
Like freedom of the press or human rights?
Absolutely, absolutely.
President Putin leaves office in November.
You know this for sure?
Well, I believe that's the law. Do you honestly think he may not?
Because of different reasons, Kremlin has no plan of power transition.
Are you suggesting that then all it takes is for someone to say, well, times are so important, you have to stay?
It's one of possible scenarios. Mr. Putin has real paranoia about Western intentions. He's very nervous about possible Western interference in Russian problems in this electoral period.
Alexander Goltz, deputy editor for the online publication EJ.ru, speaking from Moscow. Thank you.
Thank you.